Hello?
Hey, Shane, it's Jeremiah.
What's up?
What's going on, Shane? How are you?
I don't know. I've been better.
Yeah, I know, man. Did Steve, Steve told me to talk to you briefly. Did he tell you everything?
So, the best that he could, it still doesn't make any sense to me. I told you guys what my pop was with On Deck when we started.
Yeah, I know. So here's the situation. Our approval was based on your gross annual sales, right? The problem was that we calculated On Deck's deposit as part of your gross annual sales, and that's not supposed to count as part of your sales. So if we take that amount out, it lowered your approval amount to what you got approved for. So instead of the $31,000, it lowered it to $24,000. I'm sorry.
What do you mean my deposit amount? I don't get it.
So when On Deck deposited your first initial amount of funds, was it close to like 40K, I believe?
Yeah.
Okay. So that affected, so what we did is that we saw that in one of your bank statements, and we added that as part of your sales. We didn't take that out. So that was our fault for calculating that in there and not, you know, recognizing that right away. But when it went for final review in our funding department, they caught it. And
but that was last year.
I know, but that's what we go off is last year's numbers. So, it's a huge part of it. So, the thing is, with the $24,000 right now, that's all we can do at this time. If you want to wait until your On Deck goes down a lot more, then I totally understand. We can get you, obviously you can net more money. But unfortunately, we can't do anything until that balance is down to like $7,000.
Right.
It's like 72 or some change, something like that.
I'll probably just go elsewhere, I guess.
Well, I mean, we don't want you to go elsewhere. I mean, if you need the money.
I've been waiting for a week, dude, to get you guys to get this done. I waited over the weekend, and this was supposed to be done on Friday.
I know. That's
now Monday, what I'm saying.
It was supposed to be. You're right. You're right.
Go through all those numbers and do all that, and then come back and tell me that you can't give me the right amount. I mean, that's crap, dude.
I understand, and that's our fault. I apologize for that. I take full responsibility for that. I should have caught that, but I didn't catch that right away. Go ahead.
I'm probably just gonna go back to On Deck. They're giving me a lot more money, and I mean the terms aren't as good. But it's only another $40 a day that they're taking out.
How much are they going to give you?
Like $50,000.
$50,000 on top?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Tell you what. Let me... Give me till tomorrow morning. Let me see if I can come up with a solution. If I don't have a solution for you, then I totally understand.
The thing that doesn't make a whole lot of sense is that you guys are looking at my numbers from last year. Okay, fine. I deposited that money into my account. But it also got taken back out of my account rapidly, like in the first 3 months of the following year. And then I deposited 60 G's into my account in August that had nothing to do with On Deck. So, I mean, you can obviously see there's a lot of money flow going through my accounts. And on top of that, if you average it all out, it's like $30,000 a month, $40,000 a month that I'm depositing into my accounts.
I know. You have great deposits. I know. That's what we were going off of. I'll tell you what. I'm going to go speak with the underwriter right now and see what I can do. Give me till noon tomorrow my time, and then I'll call you back.
All right, man.
All right. I'll see what I can do. I apologize for that, Shane, but let me see if I can make it better and fix it.
All right, dude. Let me know.
All right. Thanks, Shane.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.